We've got new students that have joined us. We graduated off some, and we got some new ones coming in, and so we're going to find out who they are. This is what I want them to do. I want them to come up to the microphone, speak to the microphone, get your mouth up close where the folks can hear it, and I want you to tell us your name, what state you're from, what church you're from, and if you can remember your pastor's name, that's okay too. How much money you got in the bank? No, but we're gonna let you tell us who you are, and then the folks out here do the best to try to pick up as much as they can on your name and so forth, get to know you. It might be important when Thanksgiving comes around and you can't go home, one of these folks may have mercy on you and invite you. You just never know. So it's a good chance to make a good first impression on some of them tonight. Amen. All right, y'all don't. You're making me nervous looking at you being nervous. Amen? I can feel it, just the vibes coming up here. All right, not so bad. Is this group included over here? All right, amen. All right, then I tell you what we'll do. We'll start. I don't like to start on the left. You got them in order, or who's the first one? He don't look first to me. He looks third right sitting there. All right, so they all know who they're supposed to follow. Good job, Brother Lewis. Good job. All right, Luke, come on up to the microphone and tell us.
Hi. My name is Luke Boyd. I'm from Sanford, Florida. I'm from Victory Baptist Church, and the pastor is Terry Boyd.
Amen. All right.
And I'm a college freshman, so I have no money in the bank.
All right. Well, he done good until that last statement. Amen.
Hi, my name is Nicole Carringer. I'm from Dunellen, Florida, at Riverland Baptist Church, and my pastor's name is Rex Carringer.
All right. Amen.
Hi, my name is Andrew Drotty. I'm from Arbondale, Florida, and I'm from Highlands Baptist Church, and my pastor's name is John Richardson.
All right, amen.
Hi, my name is Tim Pratt. I'm from Cumberland, Maryland. I'm from Solid Rock Independent Baptist Church, and my pastor's John Klink.
Okay. Tell you what, let's do to speed this up. Come on, come on. Let's get another one. Who's next? Come over and stand on the corner right here. Let's, right, a corner over here. Let's move it a little faster.
Hi, my name is Melinda Bryant. I'm from Lakeland, Florida. I'm from Highlands Baptist Church, and my pastor is John Richardson.
All right, amen.
Hi, my name is David Farrell. I'm from Ocala, Florida. I go to Riverland Baptist Church, and my pastor's name is Rex Carringer.
All right, amen.
Hi, my name is Jennifer Komrowski, and I'm from Fulton, New York, and my pastor's name is Pastor Paul Komrowski.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Calendar New Franklin, and I'm from Sheridan, Michigan. I go to Beth Haven Baptist Church, and my pastor is Pastor Kevin Kroll.
All right, amen.
I'm Carissa Fish. I'm from Dunellen, Florida. I go to Riverland Baptist Church, and my pastor is Rex Carringer.
All right, amen. Some of them are forgetting to tell us how much money they got.
My name is Daniel Gladue. I'm from the beautiful state of colorful Colorado, and my pastor's name is Waylon Hutto, and I'm from a home church of Fountain Independent Baptist Church, and God has blessed me by coming here to Landmark.
Amen.
I'm Monica Mendieta. I'm from Naples, Florida, from Seagate Baptist Church, and my pastor's name is James Odom.
All right, amen.
Hi, I'm Caleb Carlson. I'm from Jackson, Michigan. Go to Fellowship Baptist Church under Pastor Daniel White.
All right, amen.
Hello, my name is Jaylene Hernandez, and I go to Seagate Baptist Church, and my pastor is Dr. James Odom.
Okay, amen.
Hello, my name is Matthew White, and I'm from Michigan, and my dad is the pastor, and many of my brothers and sisters have gone here before, so I think you guys know him.
Yes. Amen.
My name is Nathaniel Tabler. I'm from Winter Haven, Florida, and I go to Westwood Missionary Baptist Church, and my pastor is Pastor Clyde Lanier.
All right. Here, Brother Clyde, on our radio station.
Hi. My name is Luis Castillo. I am from Honduras. My pastor is named Luis Pastrana. My church is named Corazón de Dios Baptist Church. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
I am Brittany Durham. I'm from Providence Baptist Church in Bushnell, Florida. And my pastor's name is Dave Maddox.
All right, amen.
My name is Laura McGarrett. I'm from Winter Park, Florida, from Lighthouse Baptist Church, and my pastor is Pastor Mike Frazier.
All right.
I'm Vanessa Carpenter from Grace Baptist Church, and my pastor is my father, Stacy Carpenter.
Amen. You can stand on the corner. Come on up here.
My name is Esther Hadejon. I'm from Nigeria. I'm from Roma Chapel. My pastor's name is Pastor Judge.
All right.
Good night. My name is Travis Sayers. I'm from Nassau, Bahamas. I attend Lovely Baptist Church, and my pastor's name is Ricardo Lee Sr.
All right, I'm adding another wrinkle to it. All you men, now, when you come up, you also quote your favorite verse of Scripture at the end. You're going to be a preacher, right?
Hello, my name is Edwin Roll. I'm from Nassau, Bahamas. I go to Calvary Baptist Church, and my pastor is my dad, Pastor Emmanuel Roll. And my favorite verse is, so teach us a number of days so that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom.
Amen. And girls, you're free to quote one if you want to.
Hi, my name is Kadisha Ruprang. I'm from Trinidad. I go to Charity Baptist Church, and my pastor's name is James Hoffmeister.
All right, amen.
Hi, my name is Tania Evans, and I'm from Nassau, Bahamas, and I go to No Goodwill Church of God.
All right. That's all of them? We got some more coming? That's the new ones with us. It's for the first. All right, let them come up. We don't want to discriminate against them. Hector was just playing an instrument over there a while ago.
I'm Hector Rodriguez. I'm from Central Florida. I've been born and raised here in Landmark Baptist Church, and I think my pastor's name is Mickey Carter.
Amen.
And my life verse is Colossians 1:13, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear son.
Amen.
My name is Nathan Pitts. Everyone here knows me. Pastor Carter. Pastor Carter is my pastor. And my favorite verse is Philippians 1:21, for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain.
Amen. All right, amen. I have never seen them obey so well as they did tonight, Brother Jim. They came up, spoke up, and shut up. And that's unusual lots of times, but done a good job. I'd like for you as a congregation to, I know just one trip by, but I'd like for you to make an effort to get to know the new students, because, I mean, you just make a self case of you being away from home, and it takes a little while to get adjusted, and most of them, I believe, far as I know, come from good churches, but even good churches vary a little bit and a few little things that are being done. So we want to make them feel at home as much as possible. Now, I also always give you the warning, they are leaving mom and dad at home. They don't need you to be mom and dad. We want them to grow up some now that they're in college, all right? So we'll help them and be friendly to them and be a friend every way we can, but don't let a college student come in and make a crutch out of you and depend on you, because that's not what we train them to be or to do. So you want to be wise in those areas, amen? All right, we started off something tonight. Tape room, how quick can you get me about two portable microphones? and a couple of legs on each one of them that can run around the auditorium here real quick for me tonight. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, amen? And we haven't in a good while had a good old-fashioned testimony meeting. It'll be a good time for it tonight for about, got almost 30 minutes here. And we've been a long time doing this, even though I always get a blessing out of getting feedback from God's people. We're probably down a little bit in number tonight for whatever reason. We got the other group meeting over there also. So it'll be a good time. We might have a few visitors with us. They may have us on some kind of wire around here, internet or something, I don't know, but I've never let that bother me before. And I don't want to start now. What I'd like for you to do, and I'm gonna give just a little personal testimony statement here myself. Most of you know we've had some trouble, and it's been bad for here a couple of weeks, but by the grace of God, I see the Lord taking charge of things. And I do want to thank you first of the kind notes and statements we've received, encouraging, and real friends don't make snap judgments on you. They don't believe all the bad gossip they hear and all that stuff. If they're real friends, they're friends. And we praise God for that being true. I'm glad that God's love is through His grace, unmerited favor. We don't earn it. We understand that. And our love and support for each other ought to have a lot of that grace in it. It ought to be the kind that we recognize that somebody can mess up, and at the same time, except by the grace of God, we could also mess up. And we need to have that kind of a attitude toward things. Real love does that. I've told this before, but it kind of illustrates the point. It's a fairy tale. The princess had a suitor, a young man, wanting to marry her, and he kept telling her how he loved her, and she was a little skeptical, and she said, "Well, I'm not really sure that you love me like you think." And he said, "Yeah, you're the most beautiful girl I've ever seen, and I just love you." By the way, do you ever hear anybody say, I'm jumping the story here. Have you ever heard anybody say, "I've got to love that girl because she's so ugly nobody else will"? Have you ever heard that? I never heard that. "I'm going to love him because he's so bad looking, no girl would have him." I never heard that. I never have heard that. But anyway, the young man kept telling her how pretty she was and how he loved her. And she said, "No," said, "you've never seen my sister." Said, "She's more beautiful than I, much more beautiful than I. And if you saw her, you probably would want her and love her instead of me. She's just so much prettier than I am." And he said, "No." She said, "Yeah," said, "if you saw my sister, you'd probably love her instead of me." So he left and he went and saw her sister. And he came back and he said, Oh no, she's not near as pretty as you. I love you." She said, "No, you don't, or you wouldn't have looked." Get the point? Our love for the Lord ought to be that way too, brother. It ought to. And our love to help each other ought to be that way too. Anyway, good chance for you to give a word of testimony tonight. My testimony is I appreciate the folks that have been saying kind things and been helpful, and I appreciate that very much. Involved in the word pastor, if you study it kind of, it might even carry the connotation of being a And I don't want to get into a Pope thing here now or a Catholic Father type thing, but a pastor has the kind of the pauper type meaning to a degree, shepherd, pastor, and so forth, like a father that has a bunch of kids. Now, all those kids are not good all the time. That don't excuse one that does bad from getting what he deserves, but at the same time, it breaks the father's heart when one messes up. And that's the way a shepherd or a pastor feels. If he cares, and I believe most men do, I don't ever like to hear a preacher say something like this, "Well, I couldn't do anything but preach." Well, I understand what he means, but don't make it sound like that's the only job you could hold. Most pastors would be a success in any field if they worked as hard at it and as dedicated at it as they do the pastorate. I'll guarantee you that. And in my case, I had worked jobs and kept the bills paid and even been part of a business that was a success, but God wouldn't let me do anything but preach. And so financially, sure, I came down, but it was something God laid on my heart. Now, I believe with all my heart that a preacher can be a success at something else in the world, but if God calls him, he's got to obey God or he won't be a success very long in anything else. But it's not lack of talent, it's not lack of ability that he can't do anything else. And I found this in my own testimony here, church almost 42 years now. Other jobs I had and business and other things, what I learned there, God has helped me use in the ministry too. It was not wasted time. It was preparation many times when I didn't know that it was. And so the Lord has blessed me in that way. But I just appreciate the encouragement received from so many. Tonight, somebody share a blessing with us. I'd like for it to be positive. All right, Danielle, you got your hand up. And you fellas with the mic, we'll take Danielle and then take you, Brother Jeff.
First of all, I'd like to praise the Lord for my salvation. Thank him for saving me. But along the lines of the college students, I want to thank you, Pastor Carter, for the vision that you have for training young people in the service of the Lord. It was January 98 that I came down here, and not from very far away, from Orlando, but I came here and joined the church and began studying at Landmark Baptist College. Little did Dr. Lewis know when he told me I could come, I'd be here 15 years later. But just starting my 12th year of teaching here at the Christian school, and I couldn't have asked for a better ministry to learn and to grow in the things of the Lord. Being here at Landmark changed my life, and I'm just so thankful for the people here at Landmark. It's such a loving and caring spirit here, and I know the people here love the Lord, and I'm just appreciative of everything that this ministry is and everything that this ministry does.
All right. Thank you, Danielle. All right, Brother Cruz.
Daddy and Mama Carter, bless you. thank the Lord for both of you, and I thank the Lord for our church and our family that we have here. There's a lot of times that you folks right here are a closer family than a lot of people's family. Yeah. And I just thank the Lord for our church and what God has brought us here in the middle of this no-name little town.
Amen. All right. Thank you, Brother Jeff. All right. You got one there, Molly? Okay.
I thank the Lord for my salvation. I thank the Lord so much for this church. Thank the Lord for Pastor Carter and Mrs. Carter, Pastor Stephen and Paula, and I tell you, I have been to Canada since June 27th, and I have visited so far three churches. There is none that can be compared with Landmark. And if you are thinking of leaving, trust me, there's nothing out there. And also, I must say that I have been saved since I was 9 years old, and The only problem that I have and regret is that I hadn't found Landmark before now.
Amen. Now, she's about to leave us, though, to go to Canada, I'm afraid. And by the way, Sister Molly, Brother McDonald here from Canada, you might ask him about a church. I don't know which, how close the area is, of course. Get that mic turned back on.
And for those of you who are, you're wondering, why am I still here? Some of you were very rude to me, saying, why are you still hanging around here? But I'm here for my house, for the sale of my house, and I'm hoping and trusting, praying that it won't be too much longer when I can be with my husband.
Amen. And maybe some folks here praying against you selling that house. That may be what's going on. All right, I got a hand back here, Dr. Lee.
Preacher, I just hadn't had a chance to let you know, but a number of people in town, business people that I have contact with and dealing with, they've all approached me in light of our situations here at church and let me know, and I haven't had a chance to let you know, to tell you that they're praying for our church and our ministry. They know where we stand. They know that we're doing right and we'll handle the situation right. And that's been a real encouragement and a blessing to me to know that that's how the community looks at us. The other thing in my testimony, it's been a year ago, June, that I've been dealing with foot issues. And it's been a long road. I changed foot doctors and both pressure sores are healed. I've been molded for new orthotics, and I hope, Lord willing, by a week from Sunday, to be walking in shoes again, no amputation, and everything totally healed. But the encouraging thing for that duration of time, I can't tell you how many people in the church have asked how I'm doing, letting them know that they're praying for me, and all of that, and that is a sign of a great and healthy church, and I want to thank them for all the prayers.
Amen. All right. We're glad to hear that good report. All right. Sister Schultz.
Yes. I praise the Lord this evening. He lives in my heart. And I know that if he asks me, come home, whew, I'll be ready to go. My body is giving up already. And I thank the Lord for my pastor, Carter, for Sonia, for Paula, for Pastor Stephen. I love them with all my heart. They are people that set example. I love all of you. You guys are my family. And you know what? You can have all the blood relatives around you in the state, but that bond is not there most of the time. And the real family is your, are your brothers and sisters in Christ. And a lot of people ask me, where do you worship? And I tell them where I worship. And I said, I praise the Lord for my church. I praise the Lord for my pastor, because he is still teaching the Word of God. Our church still holds services on Sunday night and on Wednesday, and most of the churches are closed. What about if the Lord comes to lift up the church on a Sunday night, on a Wednesday, that they don't come? At least we will be in a safe place. We will be sheltered in here. And you know what? I want to thank Sherry. Sunday she testified, I don't know if she's here tonight, but it's okay if she's not here, because the message is for all of you. I'm proud of her for the courage that she had when she went to the altar and gave her testimony why she went to the altar. It's not that she was sinning or anything like that, but she mentioned that she was lacking in her prayers and in the reading of the Bible. And you know what? It take courage for you to stand in front of a congregation and be honest. And I exhort each and every one of you to be honest with yourself, because if we, just because we come to church doesn't mean that we're going to make it to heaven. We need to have a one-on-one relationship with our Lord. If we don't have that relationship, brothers and sisters, you're going to be left behind, okay? May the Lord bless all of you, and for him to be number one in your life, because if he's not number one in your life, you got something coming. God bless you.
Okay, ushers, take an offering after that sermon. All right, thank you, Sister Schultz. That's some good stuff right there. All right, who's got a hand? Brother Lewis?
Thanks. Y'all know what happened in my family a couple weeks ago, and I can't tell you the number of people that we've heard from that told us they're praying for us, and the calls and the cards and that really means a lot to us, and it's just good to have family.
Amen.
And that's what y'all are. Yeah, it's like Jeff said, you closer than a family, and I just love you guys, and my family appreciates what you guys have done for us and what it means for us. So God bless.
For you that don't know, Brother Lewis was referring to the fact that their son-in-law was killed in an accident, vehicle accident, and the daughter broken up, and that just happened suddenly. Like the Bible says, you don't know what another day brings forth, amen. All right, somebody else had their hand up. All right, go ahead.
Late last Sunday night.
You're gonna have to get it up there.
I just wanted to say I got saved late last Sunday night.
Oh. Okay. Jeff.
Pastor, I think I'd be ashamed if I didn't stand up tonight and just give glory to the Lord Jesus for saving my soul 22 years ago. I can't begin to thank you, and I was talking to my wife today about the ministry of this church and what it means in our personal lives. We left Baltimore many years ago. The only family I know is my wife, my three children, and the ministry of this church. And God sure has been awful good to us. This coming Monday is going to be me and my wife's 18th anniversary. And in those 18 years, we've had a lot of joy, a lot of laughter. We've seen the power and the hand of God at work in our lives many times. And we've certainly had our share of brokenness. I want to say tonight, say to my wife publicly, honey, I love you. And I will always and only love you. Psalm 34:6 says, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him.
Yes.
And saved him out of all of his troubles.
Yes, amen. Thank you, Brother Jeff. Amen. All right, somebody else. Okay, Brother Schultz, are you wanting equal time? Is that what it is? Go ahead.
I got the torch. I want to thank God for each and every one of you here that prayed for my daughter when she was in the hospital, because they had to keep her for those couple days in the hospital in a semi coma so she could be pulled through, but she made it. Yeah. Number one, I want to thank Pastor Carter for going and visiting, and Pastor Steve for going and visiting, and Pastor or Brother Cruz over there and his family coming up to visit. And she's not fully recovered yet. She's at home tonight, and she told us we could come to church and she'd be all right.
Amen.
With the help of God and God's prayers upon her.
Yes.
I want to thank each and every one of you for the prayers, because I know people were praying, because people came to me and told me they were praying.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Schultz. All right, we got one down here, one here. Go ahead, brother. You got the mic.
My name's Jim King. I'm missionary to Brazil. My wife, Pat, and I have been down there since 1969. We're on an emergency furlough. My second daughter passed away this past Wednesday night with cancer. And I was thinking, as a brother's giving his sister money, God's will sometimes is to deliver and sometimes not. And she knew the Lord, loved the Lord. When she passed away, my wife and I were at home watching her children, and her husband and her two sisters were there with her. And it was the most precious thing. They said that she was in the hospital 11 days agonizing. It was a real hard time for her, a lot of pain. And for the last couple of weeks, she hadn't opened her eyes, and she was just kind of out of it. And when they recognized that she was coming close to the end, they all gathered around and began to sing one of her favorite hymns. And they said, as they were coming to just the part that she loved so much, her eyes fluttered, and she opened her eyes wide, looked up at the ceiling. I don't know if she saw Jesus or an angel or what, but took that last breath and went out into eternity. But I praise the Lord. We haven't lost a daughter, because when you lose something, you don't know where it is.
Amen.
But we know where she is. Yes. They asked me, you're going to be able to preach your funeral Saturday? And I said, well, the first funeral I ever preached was my mother's. And God gave grace. It was a wonderful time. And we just praise the Lord. The next thing to, I guess, is to knowing the Lord Jesus is being able to show our love for serving him. And we praise the Lord for the many years he's allowed us to be in that great land.
Amen. All right. Amen. All right, Brother Danny.
I thank the Lord for being here at Landmark Baptist Church. One of my heroes, Dr. Lee Robertson, said that everything rises and falls on leadership. And this is a loving, praying church. And it comes from the heart of this man. And I just thank the church for the multitude of prayers that have been prayed for me with all of my health issues. And if I'm not here, it's normally due to health. Sometimes the Lord opens the door and I'm preaching somewhere else. And I just know that we have a praying people, but we have a wise pastor. And I try to encourage the students at the college to pay attention to our pastor. God has given him a great gift of wisdom, and we can get great wisdom from this man. Now, the HELPS Missions Conferences are going to be going around, and I'm going to be having the privilege of chauffeuring a bunch of those missionaries around. So if I'm not here, it's not because I'm sick, it's because I'm chauffeuring missionaries to different churches. And I just count it a privilege to have any part in serving our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and his goodness for us. And what a wonderful church we have, and what a great pastor God has given us. And the students, I keep telling then when I get a chance, no one in the country gives a stronger gospel message and invitation every Sunday morning than Dr. Mickey Carter. And they ought to pay attention to how he gives the gospel and brings it into the message and gives the invitation. Pastor, I've been in churches all across the country. I pastored for 25 years myself. I have never seen a stronger invitation, and that means there's a strong heart for the lost right there. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Danny. Y'all pray for Brother Danny's health. He has a heart situation, but he serves the Lord so many ways. I pray he'll continue to be able to do that. Sister Harvey?
I just want to thank the Lord for my salvation. When I was little, my father and mother were not sold out Christians. My mother was a Jewish lady who didn't believe in God. And they felt like I needed to know about the Lord, that there was their responsibility. So they sent me to a little Baptist mission, and I was saved when I was 4 years old. And I praise the Lord for that. And I can look back at my life and I see how the Lord has led and guided and protected me through so many things. I just wanted to say tonight, I thank the Lord for the ministry that he's given me, that I can work with almost all of these young people. They have all been in my class, or they will be. Yes, I feel sorry for them. But I praise the Lord, because I feel like my ministry, from talking to a couple of the graduates, they have gone to other places in the world, and they have used things that I've been teaching them, and I praise the Lord for that. And I just feel like he's given me this opportunity and a ministry that is worldwide because of this church and the college, and I thank the Lord for that.
All right. Thank you, Sister Harvey. Amen. All right. Brother Lloyd. Brother Lloyd got back here with us just recently, and so give us a word, Brother Lloyd.
I thank the Lord for myself. Thank the Lord for this church, the good people in here, all the good they've been to me, Lord, the help I need, you know, every Sunday. And I thank those who are willing to grab onto my car here and help me out and stuff like that. I thank the Lord for a good wife too, Lord.
Amen.
She's been a help to me, and she's bear a lot of burden, Lord. And I thank her for that. She's a good woman. I guess that's about it.
Thank you, Brother Lloyd. We're glad to see Lloyd and Chucky get back with us. And you pray for his health. He's riding that cart pretty faithful. The trouble is he's got a woman driver. All right. See a hand over here? All right. Hold it. Hold it right there, Jesse. Let's go to the right over here.
With everything going on with my family and stuff, of course, I was staying with the kids. And every day we would go up and see my sister at the hospital, and my mom was staying with her. And I look over, and she has her phone in one hand, and she's writing all this stuff down on pieces of paper. And I look over, and she hands it to me, and I'm thinking, well, what is this? She says, this is all the schoolwork you have to make up. And I'm thinking, okay, that's not possible. But I got all of it done. I still have some quizzes to make up, you know, whatever. But I just want to thank all of my teachers for helping me with Ms. Henderson and Mr. DeSanto, Ms. Green and Mr. Harvey and everything that they've done for me. And I want to thank my mom for pushing me to do that. That's okay, I love you. But I just want to thank God for giving me the strength to do that, and I've been blessed a lot.
All right, Katie, thank you. Okay, all right, go ahead.
I'd like to thank the Lord, first of all, for my salvation and for my husband bringing me here to your office. I remember it just like it was yesterday. And it was on a Friday morning between 10 and 10:30. And I told the pastor that I had already prayed that prayer, the sinner's prayer, several times, but he said, just to be on the safe side, would you like to go through the plan again? And he was the first one that ever really showed me the plan of salvation. And at the end, he asked me, was I ready to pray? And there was a warfare going on. But I did pray, and as soon as I prayed that sinner's prayer, there was a load lifted off of me that is just unexplainable. And the Lord has really blessed me, and I have learned so much in this church. And this, as everybody else has said, this is my family. I'm closer to the people here than I am a lot of my family. And I love you all, and I just thank you. And this year has been a very, very hard year for our family. I lost a job that I had worked on for 16 and a half years, But when I walked out of that place, there was a load lifted off of me there too. And then I was allowed to come to work here, and that was a dream that I'd had for many, many years. And I just thank the Lord for the chance to work here in this ministry.
Yes. Amen. All right. Amen. Okay, our time's about up. I got a hand right here. All right, we're going to have the somebody here. Talk to me quick. Is you? Okay. And then we're going to do this lady, and that'll have to be it. We may squeeze one. It got to be short. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. I know many of you have been praying for my stepfather, and I just want to thank the Lord for the things that have been going on in my house. My mother has become more and more of a bold witness in my household, and my stepfather has started to ask questions. And it's been a blessing to see my brother and my mother be more bold in witnessing.
Amen.
And more bold as far as coming to church and being faithful. And I just want to thank the Lord for that. And I pray it comes to a climax. My stepfather, he had a heart attack on Monday. And I'm praying the Lord will use it to bring everything to a conclusion. So.
Amen. All right. There we go. Raise your hand there.
Hello. Our pastor's son in Michigan, ex-pastor, Joe Brown, gave his kidney up to another member of the church years ago. He ended up with an infection probably about 8 months ago, and he needed a kidney transplant. So while we were up in Michigan, he received a kidney, and when I was talking to my friend, she was telling me that he was probably on record the fastest one to receive a kidney and the fastest one to get out of the hospital.
Amen.
So it's just been amazing to see the Lord work and just the church come together for Joe. And so now he's recovering. He's at home. I think he has about another 4.5 weeks, but he's just itching to get off the couch. He's in his 30s, but he's doing good. So it's just a big blessing.
Amen. All right, let's remember to pray for him there. Okay, this will have to be the last one, Jenny.
I thank this church for being there for me, and I thank you for all your prayers. I have messed up, and I need forgiveness, and I am going to talk to the pastor. Thank you.
Amen. All right. Thank you, Jenny. Okay, folks, we're going to need choir practice. Let's stand. We'll be dismissed in prayer. Brother Cruz, you want choir practice, I'm sure. Always a blessing to me to get to hear the testimonies coming back and seeing what God is doing, and enjoyed the testimonies tonight, and then I hope you'll be able to meet the students a little bit. Hope some of you got some of their names, okay? All right, let's bow our heads. Father,